Queremos dar gracias a nuestro Dios por esta oportunidad.
We want to thank our God for this opportunity.
De poder estar aquí con ustedes nuevamente para compartir la palabra de nuestro Dios.
To be able to be with you once again, to open the Word of God with you.
De dejar el tiempo para las preguntas.
Before we give time for questions.
El canto que acabamos de entonar.
The song that you just sang.
Que es un canto muy importante.
A very important song.
¿Quién irá, dice, a los perdidos a buscar?
Who will go to the lost to find them?
Y el canto dice, aún hasta las montañas tiene que uno ir a buscar a los perdidos.
And the song says, even to the mountains, one has to go find the lost.
¿Usted se ha preguntado en su vida?
Have you asked in your life?
¿Cuál es el propósito por el cual Dios le salvó a usted?
What is the purpose in life that God has saved you?
¿O nunca tiene esas preguntas?
Or have you not had those questions?
Si Dios le llamó a usted, hermano,
if God has called you, brother,
le llamó con propósito.
He has called you with a purpose.
Y ese propósito,
and this purpose,
no se ha realizado en nuestras vidas.
Has not been realized in our lives.
Somos salvos.
We're saved.
Venimos al servicio los domingos, los miércoles.
We come to church the Sundays and Wednesday.
Procuramos ser fieles en lo mejor que podemos.
We try to be faithful in everything we can do.
Obedecemos en lo que queremos en nuestras vidas.
We obey in what we're able to in our lives.
Y tal parece,
and it seems like,
que estamos cumpliendo el propósito de Dios.
We're completing the purpose of God.
Pero quiere decirle,
but I want to tell you,
que aún no se ha cumplido el propósito de Dios.
Even yet the purpose of God has not been completed.
Voy a invitarle a abrir su Biblia en Ezequiel, su capítulo 2.
I want you to open your Bible to Ezekiel 2.
Cuando Dios llamó a Ezequiel,
when God called Ezekiel,
para que él fuese a buscar a los perdidos.
So he was sent to look for the lost.
Ezequiel, su capítulo 2,
Ezekiel 2,
verso 1 hasta el 10,
verse 1 to 10.
Vamos a hacer algo diferente en la lectura.
Let's do something different in the lecture.
Voy a invitar a que se ponga sobre sus pies.
I'll ask that you stand.
Y vamos a dejar que los varones,
and let the men,
puedan comenzar con el verso 1.
Read verse 1.
Y luego las damas, el verso 2,
and the ladies, verse 2,
hasta que lleguemos hasta el verso 10.
Until we get to verse 10.
Pero voy a invitar a que se ponga sobre sus pies.
So you may stand.
Entonces, como los hombres son más unidos en la voz,
since the men are more united in voice, in both,
vamos
voice,
a darles el tiempo para que comience, y
we'll
dice así.
Start and go ahead. Entered into me when he spake unto me, and set me upon my feet, that I heard him that spake unto me.
And he said unto me, Son of man, I send thee to the children of Israel, to a rebellious nation that hath rebelled against me. The name of their fathers have transgressed against me, even unto this very day.
For they are impudent children and stiff-hearted. I do send thee unto them, and thou shalt say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God.
But they, whether they will hear, or whether they will forbear, they are a rebellious house, yet shall I know that there hath been a prophet among them.
And thou, son of man, be not afraid of them, neither be afraid of their words, though briars and thorns be with thee, and thou dost dwell among scorpions. Be not afraid of their words, nor be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house.
And thou shalt speak my words unto them, whether they will hear, or whether they will forbear, for they are most rebellious.
But thou, son of man, hear what I say unto thee. Be not thou rebellious like that rebellious house. Open thy mouth and eat that I give thee.
And when I know, behold, in the hands of the
before me, and it was written within and without, and there was written therein lamentations and mourning and woe.
Así de pie vamos a orar.
And as you're standing, we will pray.
Vamos a pedir al Espíritu Santo que nos ayude a entender su palabra.
And ask the Holy Spirit to help us understand his word.
Y que ella nos ilumine nuestros pensamientos.
That he may also open our thoughts.
Tenemos una necesidad, hermanos.
Brethren, we have a need.
Y la necesidad más grande.
And the need that is the biggest.
Es comenzar con nosotros.
Is to start with ourselves.
Y hablar a las personas de Cristo.
And to tell others about Christ.
Vamos a orar.
Let us pray.
Queremos darte muchas gracias, Padre Eterno.
We want to give you much thanks, our eternal God.
Por este privilegio que nos das de abrir tu palabra.
For this privilege that you have given us to open your word.
Que en ella podemos encontrar lo que nuestros corazones necesitan.
That we might find in it what our hearts are needed.
Porque ella es la que nos inspira.
Because it is what inspires us.
Ella es la que nos exhorta.
It is what exhorts us.
La que nos guía nuestro camino.
And what guides us in our ways.
Venimos con una necesidad tan grande en nuestras vidas.
We come with a very big need in our lives.
Necesitamos que tú llenes nuestro ser de ella.
We need that you fill our whole being.
Que tú abras nuestros pensamientos.
That you speak to our thoughts.
Que el Espíritu Santo nos ilumine.
That your Holy Spirit might enlighten us.
Y que nosotros cumplamos en obediencia tus mandamientos.
And that we may complete your commandments that you have to us.
Habla en esta tarde con nuestras vidas.
Speak to us, to our lives this afternoon.
Y en Cristo Jesús oramos y lo pedimos.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amén.
Amen.
Pueden tomar sus lugares.
You may take your seats.
Yo me siento muy contento, hermanos, de estar con ustedes para compartir la palabra de Dios.
I am very happy, brother, to be with you tonight, to be able to open the, God and the word of God and share with you.
Quiero decirle que les amo.
I want to tell you that I love you.
Como amo a mi pueblo hispano.
As I love my Spanish people.
Les amo a ustedes.
I love you as well.
Y con este amor quisiera compartirles lo que la palabra de Dios nos enseña.
And with this love, I want to open the word and teach you what God teaches us.
Quiero decirle que no es tiempo de cruzar nuestros brazos.
I want to tell you it's not time to cross our arms.
Y pensar.
And think.
Que se ha terminado nuestra responsabilidad.
That our responsibility has finished.
De hablarle a una persona de Cristo.
To speak to someone of Christ.
Usted se ha preguntado por qué no hemos obedecido a ese mandato.
Have you asked why have we not obeyed this commandment?
¿Cómo podemos alcanzar al hombre perdido?
How can we reach the lost man?
¿Cómo logró Dios que Ezequiel cumpliese ese mandamiento?
How did God do it that we complete this command?
Mire lo que menciona la Biblia.
Look what the Bible mentions.
En el verso 2.
In verse 2.
Puede leer.
And the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me and set me upon my feet and I heard him that spake unto me.
A mí siempre me gusta que los hermanos participen.
I always like that the brethren participate.
Y yo tengo una pregunta sencilla para usted.
And I have a question simply for you.
¿Qué necesitó Ezequiel para obedecer a Dios?
What did Ezekiel need to obey God?
En su ser.
In his own being.
¿Qué necesitó?
What did he need?
Primeramente vemos en el verso 2.
First in verse 2.
Que antes de enviar a Ezequiel a predicar.
Before he could send Ezekiel to preach.
Tenía que ir un representante.
There had to be a representative.
¿Y quién
that
era?
Had to go. And who was that?
El Espíritu Santo.
The Holy Spirit.
El cristiano, hermanos, tiene el Espíritu Santo dentro de su ser.
The Christian has the Holy Spirit in our own being.
Pero sabe.
But you know.
Que usted y yo.
But you and I.
no hemos experimentado qué es el Espíritu Santo dentro de nuestras vidas.
What is the Holy Spirit inside our lives?
Sabe que el Espíritu Santo es el que nos va a impulsar a hablarle a otra persona de Cristo.
You know it is the Holy Spirit that will impulse us to speak to another one of Christ.
Pero a veces lo hemos hecho enmudecer en nuestras vidas.
But at times we've made it as we don't hear inside our own lives.
Y lo hemos opacado.
And we have turned off the working of the Spirit.
Le dice Dios a Ezequiel en el verso 1, Hijo de hombre, dice, ponte sobre tus pies, dice, y hablaré contigo.
He says in verse 1 to Ezekiel, son of man, stand upon thy feet, and I will speak unto thee.
En el verso 1 me enseña a mí
in verse 1 it teaches me
la relación que tenía Dios con Ezequiel.
The relationship that God had with Ezekiel.
Porque estaban en comunión.
Because they were in communion.
Hablando
speaking,
sobre el interés que Dios tenía hacia los perdidos.
About the interest that God had in the lost.
Y esa es la relación que el cristiano necesita tener con su Dios.
And this is a relationship that the Christian needs to have with their God.
Si yo le preguntara a usted,
if I asked you,
calificar su relación entre usted y Dios,
to grade your relationship between you and God,
del 1 al 10,
from 1 to 10,
¿qué calificación le pondrías a tu vida?
What grade would you give to your life?
5,
a 5,
un 7,
7
o un 10,
or a 10.
Hermanos, es muy importante que nosotros,
brethren, it is very important that we understand,
no tan solamente los pastores,
not only us as pastors,
sino toda la congregación, hermanos,
but the whole congregation,
estar relacionados con el mismo pensamiento,
to be related with the same thought.
Era lo que Dios quería para Ezequiel.
It is what God wanted for Ezekiel.
He tratado de enseñarle a mis hermanos de la congregación.
I have tried to teach our brethren of the congregation.
A tomar este mismo principio.
To take the same principles.
Pero primeramente necesitamos que el Espíritu Santo nos hable a nosotros.
But first of all, we need God to speak to us.
Porque si no nos habla a nosotros,
because if he doesn't speak to us,
¿cómo vamos a hablarle a otra persona?
How are we going to speak to another person?
Escucharon el testimonio de mi suegro en la mañana.
I heard the testimony of my father-in-law in the morning.
El día jueves le testificó una persona en la gasolinera.
Thursday he was witnessing and talking to a man there in the gas station.
Y el hombre dijo, sí, sígueme hablando.
Did the man tell him, yes, keep talking to me?
No.
No.
Inmediatamente recibió un rechazo.
He automatically received being pushed away, betrayal, being pushed away.
Mas sin embargo, no cayó lo que había en su corazón.
But what was in his heart, he did not stop from sharing.
Es muy importante, hermanos, que nuestra relación con el Espíritu Santo,
it is very important, our relationship with the Holy Spirit,
sea muy grande.
That it is very big.
Porque nos estamos olvidando de él.
Because we are forgetting him.
En el verso 2,
in verse
2, le dice así, luego que habló, entró el Espíritu en mí y afirmó sobre mis pies y oí y el que me hablaba.
And the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me and set upon my feet that I heard him that spake unto me.
Inmediatamente Ezequiel dice, oí, dice, al que hablaba. ¿Quién era? El Espíritu de Dios.
Immediately he said, I heard who spoke to me, and who was it? The Holy Spirit.
Y mire el verso 3.
And look at verse 3.
Dios lo estaba enviando a una tarea no fácil.
God was sending him to not an easy homework to do.
A una casa que era casa rebelde.
To a rebellious home.
No por ignorancia,
not for ignorance,
sino por desobediencia,
but because of disobedience. And he said unto me, son of man, I send thee to the children of Israel, to a rebellious nation that hath rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me, even unto this very day.
Pero mira el verso 4, aún más dura la expresión.
But even 4 was even harder the expression. For they are impudent children and stiff-hearted. I do send thee unto them, and thou shalt say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God.
No eran, hermanos, las ideas de Ezequiel.
They weren't the ideas of Ezekiel.
Dios le otorga a Ezequiel el Espíritu.
God gave Ezekiel the Holy Spirit.
Pero también le otorga
su palabra. He also gave him his word.
La última parte de ese verso 4.
The last part of verse 4.
Dice así.
It says, Thus saith the Lord God.
Dice, así ha dicho Jehová el Señor.
Thus saith the Lord God.
Cuando Dios estaba capacitando a Ezequiel a predicar.
When God was capacitating Ezekiel to preach.
Necesitaba estar completamente sumergido en su deber.
He needed to be completely dedicated to what he was doing.
Pero el verso 4.
But in verse 4.
Mandaba Dios a Ezequiel no a enseñar ideas humanas.
God sent Ezekiel not to preach human ideas,
sino lo que Jehová había mandado a decir.
But what Jehová had told him what
sobre
to say
la obediencia
about
hacia.
The obedience to him.
En la mañana el pastor predicó de,
this morning, the pastor was preaching about,
recuerda el capítulo de,
does someone remember what chapter?
El libro?
What book he preached this morning? Romanos 13.
Romanos 13. Donde dice que el que desobedece la autoridad.
That says when if you're disobedient to the authorities.
¿A quién desobedece?
Who are you being disobedient to?
A Dios.
To God.
Si eso era importante.
If this was important.
Para el apóstol Pablo.
For Apostle Paul.
Imagínese cuán importante es hablarle a una persona de Cristo.
Can you imagine how important this is to speak of one about Christ?
En el verso 5.
In verse 5.
Le dice Dios a Ezequiel, escuchen o no escuchen.
He asked.
Tú como quiera ves y háblales.
He told Ezekiel whether they hear or not hear, you go and you talk to them.
Pero el verso 6 le dice Dios a Ezequiel.
But in verse 6, God tells Ezekiel.
No tengas miedo de ellos.
Don't be afraid of them.
¿Somos tímidos para hablar de Cristo?
Are we timid to speak of Christ?
Ahorita el pastor dijo, ¿quién quiere dar acción de gracias?
Right now, pastor had asked, who wants to give a testimony?
Yo sé que algunos querían pararse.
I know some of you wanted to stand up.
Pero la timidez.
But your timidness.
Los venció. Y se quedaron sentados.
They had the victory and you kept sitting in your bench.
No podemos callar, hermanos.
We can't be quiet.
Lo que Dios ha hecho por nosotros.
What God has done in our lives.
Exprésalo.
Express it.
Grítalo.
Shout it out.
Di lo que Cristo ha hecho.
Tell what Christ has done.
No te dé vergüenza.
And don't be ashamed of it.
Pero la timidez.
But the timidness.
Es fuerte.
The shyness is strong.
Dios le dice a Ezequiel.
God told Ezekiel.
Nuevamente le dice, hijo de hombre.
Again he says, son of man.
No les temas ni tengas miedo de sus palabras.
Don't be afraid of them or afraid of their words.
Aunque te hallas entre zarzas y espinos.
Even though through briars and thorns.
Y moras en escorpiones.
And dwell among scorpions.
No tengas miedo de sus palabras.
Be not afraid of their words.
Ni temas delante de ellos.
Nor be dismayed at their looks.
Porque son casa rebelde.
Because they are a rebellious house.
Cuando salgamos a visitar a alguien.
When we go out to visit someone.
Siempre va a haber un rechazo hacia Dios.
There's always going to be rejection toward God.
No espere que le vayan a felicitar.
And don't expect them to congratulate you.
Pero no podemos callar lo que Cristo ha hecho en nosotros.
But we cannot be quiet what God has done for us.
Algunos de nuestra de la congregación.
Some of our congregation.
Han estado enfermos.
Have been sick.
Físicamente.
Physically.
¿Usted se preocupa por ellos?
Are you concerned? Do you worry for them?
¿Ha ido a visitar a alguien de la congregación?
Have you gone to visit someone in your congregation?
¿Usted cree que no será de ánimo?
Do you not feel that that would be of encouragement to them?
Que se tome media hora de su tiempo.
To take half hour of your time.
Y vaya a hablar a su hermano de la fe.
And to speak to your brother in Christ.
Y decirle, hermano, estamos orando por ti.
And to say, brother or sister, we're praying for you.
Te desanimes, aliéntate.
Don't be discouraged, encouraged.
Y sus palabras, hermano.
And your words.
Serán oro en el corazón de este hermano.
Would be gold in the heart of this brother.
Porque el amor, hermano, se muestra dentro de la congregación.
Because the love is shown inside the congregation.
Y se transmite a aquellos que todavía no conocen de Cristo.
And it's transmitted even more for those who do not know Christ.
Pero voy a leer el verso 9 y verso 10.
But I'm
going to
read verse 9 and 10, what it says. And when I looked, behold, a hand was sent unto me, and lo, a roll of a book was therein. And he spread it before me, and it was written within and without, and there was written therein lamentations and mourning and woe.
Voy a invitar al pastor que pueda leer del capítulo 3.
I'm going to ask the pastor to read chapter 3.
Leer el verso 1, 2 y 3.
Verses 1 to 3.
Hay otra de las cosas que Dios le dio a Ezequiel.
Another thing that God gave to Ezekiel.
Dice Ezequiel.
He said, Ezekiel.
Vi una mano extendida con un rollo.
I saw a hand out with a roll.
Y me dijo, come este rollo.
And it said, eat this roll.
Y llena, dice, tu vientre de ella.
And fill your stomach with it.
¿Sabe por qué a veces no hablamos de Cristo?
Do you know why sometimes we don't speak of Christ?
Porque no estamos llenos de la palabra de Dios.
Because we're not filled with the Word of God.
Antes de que Ezequiel fuese a predicar,
before Ezekiel went to preach,
espiritualmente Ezequiel estaba
spiritually
lleno.
Ezekiel was full.
Para poder hablar a una persona de Cristo,
to be able to preach to someone about Christ,
necesitamos estar lleno de él.
We need to be full of him.
Y le dice Dios a Ezequiel,
and God said to Ezekiel,
en el verso 4,
in verse 4, and he said unto me, Son of man, go get thee into the house of Israel, and speak with my words unto them.
Cuando Ezequiel ya estaba lleno,
when Ezekiel was full,
del verso 3,
verse 3,
fue cuando Dios le dijo, vete,
that's when God said,
a la
go
casa de Israel,
to the house of Israel,
y habla, dice, mis palabras,
and speak my words,
cuando estés lleno,
when you are full.
Vacío espiritualmente, hermanos,
when we are empty spiritually, brethren,
no se puede hablar de Cristo.
You cannot speak of Christ.
Necesitamos estar llenos.
We need to be full of him.
Si vamos a tratar con el perdido,
if we are going to deal with the lost,
primeramente necesitamos el poder del Espíritu Santo.
First, we need the power of the Holy Spirit.
Dios, el apóstol Pablo le dijo a Timoteo,
the apostle Paul said to Timothy,
porque Dios dice, no nos ha dado un espíritu de cobardía.
Because God has not given us a spirit of fear,
sino de poder,
but of power,
del Espíritu Santo,
of the Holy Spirit.
Es necesario, hermanos, que nosotros,
it is very necessary, brethren,
de los pocos que hemos quedado aquí en la congregación,
of the few that are here in the congregation,
estemos llenos del Espíritu
that we are
Santo,
full of the Holy Spirit.
¿Te has sentido cansado?
Have you felt tired, sad,
sin propósito en la
without
vida?
Purpose in life?
La razón?
The reason?
Has dejado lo más primordial.
You have lost the first most important thing.
Estar en comunión con tu Dios.
To be in communion with your God.
Y Dios le dice a Ezequiel, come este libro.
God told Ezekiel, eat this roll.
Y él dice, comí este libro en el verso 1.
And he said in verse 1, he said he ate the roll. ¿En cuál?
En el verso 1, verse 3. En el verso 2 dice, in y verse me hizo 2, comer
so I
aquel
opened my
rollo.
Mouth and he caused me to eat that roll.
No se estaba refiriendo a comer algún físicamente un papel.
He wasn't talking about eating just a piece of paper,
sino llenarse del conocimiento
but to
de
be
Dios.
Filled with the knowledge of the Holy Spirit of God
e ir al pueblo de Israel.
And to go to the people of Israel.
Tenemos una responsabilidad, hermanos.
We have a very big responsibility, brethren.
La responsabilidad no es tan solamente
the responsibility is not only
de aquellos que se preparan para ser pastores,
to those who prepare to be pastors
o del pastor.
Or the pastor.
Todos tenemos esa responsabilidad.
All of us have this responsibility.
Todos tenemos la necesidad, hermanos, de llenarnos de nuestro Dios.
All of us have the responsibility to fill us with the Word of God.
No tienes por qué sentirte solo.
You don't have to be any reason why you
triste,
feel lonely, sad,
desamparado,
that have been left alone,
aislado de los demás,
that you're completely
mira,
lonely.
Aquí está el poder.
Here is the power.
No es un libro.
It is not a book.
Común y corriente en nuestros hogares.
Just like any other book that's in your house.
Es la palabra de nuestro Dios.
It is the word of our God.
Y tenemos que echar de ella mano.
And we need to put hands into it.
Para llenar nuestro ser de ella.
To be able to fill our beings with it.
Mi deseo para ustedes.
My desire for you.
Es que permanezcamos fieles.
Is that we remain faithful.
Siguiendo las pisadas de nuestro Dios.
Continuing each step of our Lord.
Que apoyemos a nuestro pastor.
That we can support our pastor.
Que si un hermano tiene una buena idea.
Someone has a very good idea.
La apoyemos con buenos propósitos.
We support him with good purpose.
Y que este ministerio, hermanos.
And that this ministry.
Siempre pueda crecer.
Will continue to grow.
Vamos a orar.
Let us pray.
Te damos muchas gracias, bondadoso Dios, por tu palabra en esta tarde.
We thank you, our loving God, for your word in this afternoon.
Deseamos amarte.
We desire to love you.
Con todo nuestro ser.
With all of our being.
Reconocemos que muchas veces no hemos hecho lo correcto.
We recognize many times we've not done the right and correct thing.
Porque no estamos hablando de tu nombre a las personas.
Because we're not telling others about your name.
Te suplicamos que despiertes en nosotros.
We pray that you wake up in us.
Un interés más grande por los perdidos.
A even bigger interest for the lost.
Y te rogamos que lleves bendición a nuestros hermanos.
And we pray that you would take blessing to our brethren
que ahorita están pasando tiempos difíciles,
that are going through hard times,
enfermedades,
and sicknesses,
necesidades,
and needs,
que tu Espíritu Santo les fortalezca,
that your Holy Spirit may comfort them,
les motive,
motivate them,
y que puedan saber de que no están solos,
and that they may know that they are not by themselves.
Guárdanos muy cerca de tu lado.
Keep them very close to you.
Y dejamos nuestras vidas en tus manos.
And we leave our lives in your hands.
Y en Cristo Jesús oramos.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Quisiera darle un tiempo, hermano.